Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro is on the phone. Good morning, Mark. How are you, sir? What's up?
I'm well. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Busy week for you. I know that. First of all, I want... the president has been... The president tested positive for the coronavirus. You know that, right?
I do. If you were up as late as I was, you saw that the White House and the president announced that he and the first lady had tested positive. I know the human toll of this disease as best as good as anyone. It has taken a lot from a lot of people, and I think I join all Americans in extending our thoughts and prayers and hope that he and the First Lady recover well. It is a real disease that really has impact, and we wouldn't want it. We want anyone to have to struggle through it.
Not really. Let us talk about Hedgewood and Beacon for a moment. There was a spike a while ago. How's that doing?
Yeah, so it's still what you would define as a cluster. We've identified 70 total positive cases associated with Hedgewood. It's an assisted living facility in Beacon, which is not a nursing home, but still regulated and permitted by the state of New York. 70 positive cases. Approximately 45 of those are Dutchess County residents. So that means staff and residents had tested positive. So if you go to our dashboard at DutchessNY.gov, you'll see that we're tracking about 144 total positive cases. 40 of those are individuals at Hedgewood. If you look at the Beacon numbers, I think Beacon is in that range of like 50, give or take. And, of course, again, 40 of those are directly related to Hedgewood. Sadly, this week, two residents living at Hedgewood did succumb to the disease. And I just warn people, again, this is a real disease. This population is particularly vulnerable. We are likely to have more cases, and they will be severe. Although at this point, we have about only three people in Dutchess County hospitals with COVID. However, residents from Hedgewood would have gone to perhaps an emergency room in Dutchess or a hospital in Orange. So we'll continue to monitor. The place is quarantined, and we're working with the City of Beacon. Grateful to Mayor Kiriakou and the City of Beacon Police Department for assisting us with the quarantine requirements, and the management there has been cooperative. So, beyond Hedgewood, we aren't seeing widespread community transmission, despite the fact that there are a couple clusters of real concern in Orange, Rockland, and Westchester. Hedgewood is the only one of note in Dutchess, and we're at about an 0.8% transmission rate in the county, which is quite low, and in fact the lowest in the region.
Compared to Rockland, 6.5, high, man.
Yeah, well, the average for the Hudson Valley region is 2%, or just over 2%, but we're grateful. Listen, people are following the guidance to the best of their ability. I think that folks are considerate. I think the news today reminds us that the disease impacts everyone, and we just have to be safe and continue the social distancing, keep the small groups, and wear a face covering, wear a mask.
True enough. Travel advisory, what is up with that? I saw your Facebook town hall. What's going on with it?
On again, off again, right? A few states are off, a few states are on. I'd encourage you to visit DutchessNY.gov for the list. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut have these travel advisories. If you've gone off to, I think, 31 states and territories, you really have to quarantine when you come back. Or if you're traveling from those, you need to quarantine here. I joked, Virginia had been on the list for quite some time. I was unable to visit my in-laws. Virginia is now off the list. So,
Yeah, I hear you there. I know.
I have to go visit my in-laws.
I know. I saw that, Mark. I saw that. Yes, I did.
Don't tell anyone. No,
I hear that. I know. I'm in the same boat. Did they extend the census a little bit or what?
They did. It's interesting. There was a lawsuit court injunction, and then the federal government announced that they are extending the census submission until October 5th. So visit U.S. Census, mycensus2020.org, uscensus2020.org, or the DutchessNY.gov website. As we've said before, federal dollars get distributed based on population, and that population is part of the census count once every 10 years. Our complete count committee's been working hard. I said this, I think, with you last week. The count of LaGrange is up at about a 70% response rate. they're number one in the county, and then there are some parts of the county that are still below 50%, town of Northeast, a couple neighborhoods in the city of Poughkeepsie, and I love LaGrange, but, you know, don't let LaGrange beat you. Get out there, finish your, get your census information there. Keep in mind, this is how we reapportion legislative districts. This is how your weight in Congress and your voice in the state legislature gets determined, and we need everybody counted. So finish that census and go out and try to beat LaGrange.
Yeah, it takes a, just like takes a few minutes. It's not a big deal. Talking to
questions, less than 10 minutes.
There you go. There you go. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro is on the telephone. You got to do your budget by the 1st of November. Kudos to you, sir. Dutchess County residents will be very happy to know no increase in property taxes. Did I see that correctly?
You did see that correctly. This is probably the toughest budget cycle in modern history. We have significant revenue losses, but I'm very happy to say that the work that we've done these last 8 years, Dutchess County government could not have gone into this pandemic any stronger financially. So on October 28th, I'll release a budget. We will not raise property taxes. We will be cutting spending of some significance, and there will be no layoffs. We've been able to achieve that through some sacrifice internally. We've been able to do that through an early retirement incentive, and it's just not the time to shift the burden to property taxpayers. So I hope that Albany takes the same approach. It's necessary. We can't afford more shifts to local governments or local property taxpayers. That's our commitment, and over the course of the next several weeks, we'll be outlining some specific initiatives and steps we're taking. But no property tax increase, no layoffs, and we are shrinking the size of county government to weather this storm.
Yeah. Mark is a magician, ladies and gentlemen. Dutchess County, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. I won't take any more of your time, man. You're a busy guy. I want you to thank you so much, and we'll chat again next week, okay?
We will. Be well, stay safe, and you know what? Be kind to each other.
That's a good idea. 13 before 9.